The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Special request.
Special request. Boom. Fatboy says, and you know what? I can tell you this. Of all the guests that we've had in studio over the years, I don't recall him ever asking the person, hey, do you have a favorite song? I'll rejoin with it if you do.
No. Like, you know, if Jesse's in here, try to play some Jackal.
Yeah.
Play wrestling songs.
The wrestlers, but you got to play their songs, yeah.
But I had to ask Edith straight up, say, hey, what do you want to listen to? That was a great choice, too.
Edith, come up to that microphone a little bit. Don't be scared of it. Well, you look at this.
What did she do? Edith.
Dude, between that and what Paige did earlier. Like,
what did I do?
It's an erotic zone in here.
Yeah, it's wild women today.
Finally in studio. Edith, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all doing?
Great. It's weird having talked to you for years and now talking to you, seeing you. It's,
I know.
What is with that? I don't understand it. It's like, I mean, Paige showed us a picture of you before, though. I did see
you.
Yeah,
we saw her. You just never know. And I think Edith just said, you know, I'm going to come down there. And we were like, okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then she really thought, look, I'm really coming down there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just so thrilled that you made it all the way from, you know, Chattanooga.
Well, it ain't
5 hours.
Okay.
What time did you leave? Like at 2 in the morning?
I left at 5:45.
Jeez. Drive like hell. You go down to Atlanta, right, and then come back up?
Atlanta and up.
Yeah, because that other ride going through 64.
You left at 5:45, and you got here at 7?
Oh, no. I was...
Oh,
God.
Yeah. Okay. I showed up yesterday.
Wade Hampton, Mass.
I was about to say, like, good God. She was hauling
That'd
ass.
A lot of driving.
Well, about 85 mile an hour.
Well, that's about the average, I reckon.
So how long are you going to stay for?
I will be here probably all weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So you got to have some stuff to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you to do.
You know what? Like, yeah, do you already have things in mind? Because, if someone asked me that, like, it's not going to be the traditional, yeah, go here and do this thing, you know?
Well, I've already seen the zoo. I did that last year when I came up.
There's that.
Did
you go to the bridge?
Probably spend the rest of the time in the swimming pool.
Oh!
Hey.
Oh, that'd be
fun. You might as well. It's going to be hot enough.
If it'll stop raining.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a hiker? Do you like to do that, mountain stuff?
I wished. I can't do that no more. My lungs won't allow it.
Oh.
You got them preoccupied with something else.
You don't want her to start a fire up there in the...
Look, I'm going to huff this gift real quick because I'm tired of looking at
Edith
it.
Edith brought gifts in. First off, I called her an enabler because she
brought... She'd call you some...
I got some Xannies.
Travel-size jars of or bottles of hand sanitizer.
I got some little Xannies. This one is like an amber, which smells good. This one is like a purple one, which I know if it's got colors, it's going to smell really good.
It's going to smell like...
Edith. You don't know what you created.
It's called peaceful. You got to get a little in your nose.
Yeah.
You know how the old cops back in the day rubbed the gums with a coat? That's what I do with a Sandy.
He's talking faster. Like, he's excited.
I'm starting to kick
it in. If it's any good.
Weird.
God dang it.
You can tell it's working already.
Yeah.
He's getting aroused.
It's like an energy hand sanitizer.
God, it is. Really, I'm going to eat those moon pies too real quick.
Please don't.
I said yesterday you don't have to bring us gifts. You don't have to do that. But thank you, though.
Thank you so
That's
much.
That's very You're sweet very of you.
He
very
said that, and I'm like, don't say that. Like, I don't... Like, I want stuff.
This is a guy who, when we knew someone that was having an issue in their life, they started a GoFundMe. Fatboy, because he was a little miffed by that for some reason, because Fatboy's like...
Well, it ended up being, like, funny, too. Like,
so Fatboy started a GoFundMe, and the mission statement was, I need some money. And ended up getting money donated to it, and that person got so mad at Fatboy because people donated to his fake GoFundMe.
Oh my God. No.
So this person, like, actually had an issue they were going through, right? And they were facing a couple of obstacles. So I just made one that says, I'm not sick. Nothing's wrong. Just give me some money. And I got a little bit.
Got a little bit of money.
Oh, they got mad.
Really? How much did you get?
It was like $30. But still, because it only lasted an hour.
Right. It's kind of crazy that you could just go in there and do that. But then again, it's crazy that people go in there and look for them to donate to. Like, people do that.
Yep.
Like, oh, I had a, which, I'm not, don't get me wrong, you know. But like, oh, I had a good week, you know, got a bonus. You know, I mean, we didn't, but like, yeah, I got a bonus. No. Oh, I want to donate some money. And then you're like, let me go on GoFundMe and find out. What else? Like, that would put you in an awful mood, I think.
Doesn't that feeling suck, though? You work and get paid, and you're like, oh, I don't want to give it to anybody right now.
And then you look, and there's Donald. I don't think it's Uncle Sam anymore. I think it's just Donald.
It might be.
Like, I think people would respond more to, we want you, and it's Trump sitting there with that mugshot smile pointing at you. Or Sophie Cunningham pointing at you.
Oh, yeah, that's the most famous point now.
Boys would be running to join the military.
Oh, Edith, you ever done any acting back in the day?
I thought you were going to ask her if she'd done any military men. That question after the first one.
It's going to be fun.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Classy women never answer a question. Paige, would you?
Mm-mm.
No.
We'll have a good time. It's going to be on video, too.
It is going to be on video. Edith, do you have any questions before we come back and begin Facebook fussing?
No.
Okay.
Well, she's ready. She's ready to go.
Oh, man.
I'm ready to eat these 10 mini moon pies, too. Shout out, moon pies.
Yeah, they're made in Chattanooga.
Yes, sir.
They were made in Chattanooga. God, what?
God, all the good stuff.
What would Greenville's offering be? Like,
oh, we'll take send you back with some Dukes.
Guess
all
what?
The mayonnaise you want.
We've got you a BMW out back. We're gonna send you with the BMW.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real.
Did you just use the big mug?
Yeah, it's my new big coffee mug from Edith.
God almighty.
Just one cup a day.
That's what you need.
I may fill this with alcoholic beverages as well.
I have to go potty.
What's your... Oh, just the live streaming situation. Did you figure that out?
Well, we're on YouTube right now because
oh.
The Facebook situation.
Okay.
So it really is live somewhere.
Okay, Fatboy does not want his driver's license on the internet.
They want a thumbprint and all this junk.
Yeah. So we're on YouTube, but it'll be on the other social media just after the show's conclusion. But the live streaming part of it. So we're live streaming on YouTube at The Rise Guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Looper's already in the chat with
Loop.
Us.
Okay. Edith.
Josh.
Any questions before we begin the Facebook fussing? Okay.
I'm doing good.
All right. This is very, very exciting.
I've been looking forward to this for a couple days.
I have too. Okay. Let's get everything ready. It's been a minute since we've done this.
Yep.
I get all my ducks in a row. Where's the dramatic music's not playing? Does it normally play
already?
Well,
we got to prompt it. You know.
What you're about to hear is real. It's a real Facebook argument. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing. Joining us today, let's do it the way they do it on wrestling. You have to give them a adjective that starts with the letter of their first name. You know, the... The titillating Tony Schiavone, you know, the
Beast Brock Lesnar.
The Beast Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's a good one for E?
The excited...
Exquisite.
Edith. Ooh. Exquisite Edith.
I like that.
Did you ever have any nicknames back in the day, Edith? You know, not when you worked as a go-go dancer, I'm sure.
Edith then. Up.
Hey, what's a good one?
What was it?
Edith Up.
Edith Up.
Edith Up.
Oh, that sounds similar to one of your names in Facebook posts.
Kind of saucy.
So I like that one.
Edith okay. Up.
All right.
Edith Up.
Can't stop that.
I want to get all the famous listeners that we've never met to come in and do this kind of thing. You know?
Not once, but you know.
Like yeah, not states. Yeah, but like yeah, not all at once.
Yeah.
And by the way, Edith didn't have to pretend she was dying to do this either. You know, how about that?
Remember
that's
that
right.
Guy?
Oh,
remember
that gosh.
Guy? Yeah, he okay. Drives a service.
All right, this is and look at this as though like a table read. We're not. It doesn't have to be perfect yet. We're not taking this on the road yet. This is just a table read. So if you screw up and if it's misspelled on purpose. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go with friggin' Edith from Chattanooga. I love it. Here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Crystal Beth will, in fact, be Edith. Playing the role of Brandy Orton will be Paige. Playing the role of Annie Dickledo. Oh. Oh. I thought it was Dackle at first.
I get it.
Annie Dickledo. It's Matt Man. Playing the role of the narrator is Paige. Playing the role of the mustache whore is Fat Boy.
Oh,
Lord. And action.
The following post takes place on a certain Are We Dating the Same Guy on an unnamed upstate county's Facebook page. Might be Anderson and Greenville counties, but we can't confirm. Crystal Beth posts a picture of a guy we'll call Randy. Randy looks like a mid-40s salt and pepper stud with his hat backwards and a noticeable bulge in the front of his Wranglers. The following ensues.
Anyone else seeing Randy before I agree to our date?
We went on a date a few years ago, and his attitude was just not it.
Girl, don't waste your time. I think half the country has dated him at, county.
That's what I was thinking you said.
One time or another. Damn.
Well, that didn't take long. That's what this page is for, I guess. Good looking out, ladies.
Look, he'll make you think you're the only one until he finds his next victim. Then he'll ghost you. With his nice ass. Tight like a tiger.
Oh, how do men have this much time and attention span? I am sorry, ladies.
This is his sister, by the way. You must not be too important because I get final approval on anyone worth keeping.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just an odd thing to say.
Oh, I wouldn't date this man, not because of just that, because of that comment, but don't be weird.
Yeah, it was kind of gross for a man his age to need his sister's approval on who he dates. Grow up.
You all must be some of the ones he turned down. Not surprised. He is good looking as hell.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought somebody else in here said that he's an only child.
He's not an only child. Oh. I'm his sister.
Whether you're his sister or not, this was supposed to be our first date. Your approval wasn't needed.
Mm-hmm. And based on these comments, maybe you should talk to him about how to treat women instead of deciding which women are worth keeping. I mean, I'll teach him a lesson with my mouth.
You're believing a bunch of bitter women on Facebook who probably got rejected.
Bitter? Huh? He was engaged to a woman for like a week within the last year, okay? She posted several things that made it, you know, sound like he cheated on her, okay?
I'll be damned. Randy, he's got hoes.
I'm starting to think this man needs a scheduling assistant.
There's also a woman's bag sitting beside his steps. There's also a woman's... There's also a woman's bag sitting beside the steps in the picture.
It's a hell of a bag.
It's my bag. Again, I'm his sister.
And again, somebody who knows him says he doesn't have a sister.
Well, somebody who knows him clearly doesn't know him very well.
Well, guess what? I've been seeing him for a couple of months, okay? So,
A couple of months.
Yeah, we met at Bach Week in Myrtle Beach and realized we were both from the upstate. He seemed like a genuinely nice guy. And he was very good at making me feel like I was the only one.
He appears very single, and has yet to mention seeing anyone else. I'm sorry you're finding out this way. I'm passing our date and moving on to the next.
I would definitely recommend that. And I'm going to question him, but I'll likely move on too. I'm too old and have my blank together too much to deal with this kind of disrespect. Randy!
None of you have even asked him what's going on. You're just making decisions based on strangers' opinions.
Okay, I can't speak for everybody, but if you want somebody to sleep around with and have fun, okay, apparently he's your guy, but he ain't faithful, and he messes around with a lot of women.
He recently posted pictures with another woman on Snapchat, too.
A man his age having Snapchat may be all I needed to know.
Plenty of grown men use Snapchat.
Well, like I said, I went on one date with him a handful of years ago, and based on these comments, nothing about him's changed. He thinks very highly of himself.
Okay, his sister defending him against all these receipts has me rolling.
I'm defending him because I actually know him. He's established, responsible, a great father, and an incredibly nice guy.
He must also be incredibly organized.
Probably hung too, but seriously, how is he keeping up with all of us?
Okay, look, he is hung, by the way, but somebody else said he's got a boat now too, so yeah.
He does have a boat, and plenty of women have good experiences with him.
But is he hung?
Even if it was only friendship level.
So far, we've got Bumble, Facebook dating, Snapchat, Bike Week, a boat, several girlfriends, a brief fiancé, and possibly a sister?
Oh, my God. First off, is he hung? I love that. And second...
He is! I said he was.
Possibly a sister is killing me. I'd let him kill me with that sucker.
Keep laughing. Randy isn't the problem. Just because a bunch of women suddenly realize they weren't exclusive.
The problem is that he's making every one of them feel like, well, she was the only one.
Either way, I ask if anybody else was seeing Randy. And apparently the answer is the entire upstate.
Oh, well, this man apparently gets around.
Damn it, Randy. Smiling, laughing emoji. He's on Facebook dating.
End scene.
Randy ho.
Oh, Randy.
Randy is a hoe.
I can't say that I'm his sister.
You salt and pepper stud, Randy.
He is home. I've seen it.
Oh, my God.
Edith, I have to say,
you're stellar.
Your read of Crystal Beth was really good.
It was good.
I loved it. Are we ready to move on to scene two?
I like when Randy takes his shirt off at the lake.
I know. He's got a big wad in front of his Wranglers. That's great.
How about the bag? That's a hell of a bag. That's,
yeah. I apologize. I don't think I've ever had to get dumped out on, just by management here. Here we go. Scene two. Pay attention to the names here. Mm-hmm. Scene two. Playing the role of Richard J. Pegg is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Juan Wayne Gacy is Paige. Playing the role of Auntie Emma Grant is Matt Man. And playing the Fat Boy, we got to figure this out.
Yeah, now this is supposed to be Edith Michoud.
It's not Edith Michoud. It's Edith Masho. It looks like...
That is Michoud.
M-A-S-S... H-O-E.
Oh, my
Edith
God.
Edith Masho. Edith Masho.
Edith, whatever you want to be.
Edith Masho.
Wow.
Right? Are we good with that? And action.
Oh, can somebody explain why Dollar General had 9 people unloading a truck, 3 managers walking around with clipboards, and 1 poor cashier when the line backed up to the frozen pizza? I was in there so long, my damn ice cream turned into chocolate milk.
Richard J. Kimming, they ain't just standing around. They're stocking the shelves.
Okay, you got to be a we're looking for a Latino.
No,
kind
I'm not.
What do you mean you're not?
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Juan Wayne Gacy. Sounds like you know, do me a favor, a flavor of me. Damn it, hang on. Do me a flavor and stock one of them behind the register one, a.k.a. Uno.
Hey, guys and dolls. I'm Auntie Emma, owner of Auntie Emma Grant's Gifts and Things at Blank Road Market. Y'all need to give folks a little grace. Nobody wants to work retail no more.
I feel worse than a pocketbook full of goobers. I took my blood pressure machine, I think, and Madison. That line was longer than a funeral procession.
Oh, it was ridiculous.
You know, Auntie Emma Grant, there's something about you I don't like, but I'm going to figure it out yet. I ain't figured it out yet.
Thumbs down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know what you say about that, Juan Wayne Gacy. That's because maybe your elevator doesn't go all the way to the top, Pilgrim.
Edited 3 times. I counted 17 employees in there.
17?
Edited 4 times. Well, maybe 14. Edited 5 times. One of them might have been a Pepsi man. Edited 6 times. Don't matter.
Edith, you counted a cup or cupboard.
Cardboard.
Cardboard display. Edith, you counted a cardboard display of Dabo Sweeney.
I didn't see Dabo or his weenie, but that cardboard.
You don't have tough time to wear cardboard in here.
Working harder than the cashier.
Oh, damn. Took me 22 minutes just to buy bread. Oh, Randy.
Well, you know, 22 minutes isn't exactly the end of the world.
Edited 5 times. 22 minutes? I'd have starved to death.
You wouldn't starve in 22 minutes.
Don't tell me what my body can do, Dick.
Actually, if you don't mind, Edith Masho, or Masho is Masho. I go by Richard, thanks.
You should just go by Dick instead of by Richard. Anyway.
Edith, what you even buy?
Vienna sausages, cat food, and a pooch needle.
Hang on. Do you even own a cat? That's Edith his, Masho?
That said pool noodle, not a pooch needle.
Pooch needle. Edith Masho.
No.
Here, Edith. You want these things?
I can't.
I don't. Dick peek.
No. Hold on. We got to go back on that wood part. We got to go back. Okay. Let's pick it up from, what did you even buy, Edith? And then, Edith, you pick it up right there about the sausage.
Vienna sausages, cat food, and a pooch needle.
Noodle. Poo noodle. I didn't mean to be so mean with that.
Oh, God. Do you even own a cat, Edith Masho?
No, I don't. Deep peek.
Then why did you buy cat food then for?
Because it was on sale, Emma.
That doesn't even make sense, ma'am.
That's his mommy.
Hang on a second. Oh. Hang on. We really got to take a break.
No way, really?
We got to come back and finish it.
Okay.
We got to.
All right, we'll take a break and come back and finish it then. And then we will also distinguish the difference between a cupboard and cardboard as well, and many others. Get to defibrillator.
The right guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, guess who's still here? Here we are. One of the in the text response has been great too. People are really enjoying this one.
God, we laughed like hell the entire break.
The entire break, just reading over the lines over and over again. All right, we're going to pick it up, Paige, where you are John Wayne, or pardon, Juan Wayne Gacy. You're asking Edith. It's not Mashoe, fat boy. It's
not Mashoe.
M-A-S-S-H-O-E. It's Edith Masho. Paige, you will start there. And continuation of action.
Edith, what you been buying, man?
Buying her sausages, cat food, and a poo noodle.
Man! Yeah. Do you even own a cat, Edith Masho?
No, I don't. Peek, dick, dick peek.
Then why did you even buy cat food, huh?
Because it was on sale, Emma. Oh.
That don't even make sense, Mommy.
None of this makes sense. I don't know. No sense, Juan Wayne.
Miss Edith, you seem awful worked up.
Edited 7 times. I'm clam. I'm calm. Edited 8 times. This is my clam.
Honey, maybe put down the phone for a spell, huh?
Don't you tell me when to put my phone down.
It's just Dollar General.
It ain't just Dollar General. It's the principal.
What's the principal?
I don't know, but I'm standing on it.
Oh, what would have made you happy?
Open register, too.
What if they ain't got another cashier?
Then put the manager on it.
Maybe the manager doesn't know how.
Then put the Pepsi man on it.
Edith, the Pepsi man don't work here.
He does today.
Do you know how to run a register?
No.
Then how do you do it?
I just start yelling prices. $2.99, $7.49. That's probably right. Ladies, drawers, 69 cents.
Now, Miss Edith, have you been drinking today?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's 11 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, man, sorry. It is 11 o'clock here.
See, that proves my point.
Miss Edith, I think you're confused.
I ain't confused. I got 4 Vicodin in me. I'm sipping Chardonnay out of a Yeti cup. I snort something that looked like a walnut, except it was pure white. These steroids got me feeling like I could splundix a tractor.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to open register to myself with no waiting.
Oh, God. Somebody please take her phone.
Don't touch my phone. Edited 9 times. Who said that?
Edith, I got to ask you one question.
What?
Why are you yelling about Dollar General on the blank county loss pets page?
Oh, well, if anybody finds my receipt, let yours truly, Edith Masshole, know where my YWHNC.
God. Oh, my God.
That was great. I don't know what the hell a pooch needle is.
If that's what gave me a heart attack, then so be it. Golly bum.
I couldn't even tell you what that was about, but it was great.
It was, exactly. I don't know what it was about either, other than...
you got to look up what a pooch needle is.
Well, I do want to go back to what she... She's got 4 Vicodin in her. She's sipping Chardonnay out of a Yeti cup. Snorted something that looked like a walnut, except it was pure white. And her steroids got her feeling like she could suplex a trailer. Or tractor, rather.
Yeah.
My God. Edith, that was incomparable.
You were stellar, Edith.
That was
great. So good.
That was so good. I mean, loved that was it. So good. Edith Mashoe. God. I'm just pardon Masho.
I love Paige's.
Come on now.
I love Paige's.
Juan Wayne Gacy.
It's like she forgot that she was Latino and then remembered. You know, it's like she. I feel comfortable here. Man, no, I don't. I would talk like this now. You know, trying to hide it a little bit.
Careful with that.
That was good. Can you believe this woman's been in movies? Can you believe
that? Yes.
Yeah, I tell you, she's so talented.
She's beautiful.
I want her to take her take me with her to Hollywood. I really do.
Yeah. We got to go to the other places she goes to
you
first.
Hollyweird?
She got about a million jobs. You got to go on those too.
Right. Paige sold her soul to the devil years ago.
I'm a Christian. See the cross.
I can see it in her eyes. Her soul still
You can't?
Belongs
Look
to
at
her.
Mine. What do you see?
Your soul still belongs to you,
oh,
too.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Oh, look at that.
Fat Boys has been repossessed.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.